Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for December 4th, 2018. In today's news, Canada-based Fraco and Spain's Turbo Iber are merging operations in France and the United Kingdom. ThyssenKrupp units in a Sao Paulo building will be Brazil's fastest elevators. Mitsubishi Electric's Elevators and Escalators division has named Steve Ryan to lead its Tampa, Florida office. AFD Industries is announcing two high-level staff changes at its Canton, Ohio headquarters. And U.S. construction rental business Big Crane and Rigging Company has placed a multi-million dollar order with Alamet Group for construction hoists.
St. Matthias-sur-Richelieu, Canada-based Fraco Products Limited, and Turbo Iber Elevation SL, a Spanish lift solutions provider with operations in Europe, Latin America, and Asia, have agreed to merge Fraco and Turbo Iber subsidiaries in France and the United Kingdom to design products that fit European markets' specific needs. The newly formed entity will offer rental and servicing of vertical transportation equipment, including motorized work platforms, construction elevators, transport platforms, industrial lifts, and suspended scaffolds. Fraco co-president Julie Rainville said the partnership, quote, will allow Fraco to focus on the fabrication of innovative lifting products and to benefit from the extended knowledge of the European markets by Turbo Iber, end quote.
Brazil's fastest elevators, traveling at 7 meters per second, are part of a 27-unit order landed by ThyssenKrupp for the 29-story, 125-meter-tall Berman 32 project in Sao Paulo. Elevators serving the upper zone of the building on Faria Lima Avenue will traverse 29 floors in approximately 30 seconds. In addition to the office tower, the project includes 13,500 square meters of event and theater space and a large covered plaza. 23 elevators will serve the tower, 16 for passengers, 4 for the parking garage, 2 for cargo transportation, and 1 serving a restaurant. Another 4 elevators will serve the 4-story theater. Additional features include the Agile Elevator Management and MAX Predictive Maintenance Systems. Faria Lima Prime Properties is the developer, and Chien Chung Didi Pei is the architect.
The Elevators and Escalators Division of Mitsubishi Electric U.S. Incorporated has hired Steve Ryan to manage its Tampa branch. With more than 35 years industry experience, Ryan is responsible for leading sales, service, and new business development in the Central Florida region, equipping the sales force to manage new installation projects, modernization, and preventive maintenance programs. Prior to joining Mitsubishi Electric, Ryan was manager of Kone's Tampa office. Before that, he held numerous positions of increasing responsibility with Schindler in Morristown, New Jersey, from helper to district manager.
AFD Industries Incorporated has announced two staff changes at its corporate headquarters in Canton, Ohio. According to President Richard E. Vinciquerra, Nick Wingard has been promoted from Vice President of Sales to Vice President General Manager. Wingard holds a degree in marketing management from Stark State College and has been with AFD since 2008. He has served on various National Association of Elevator Contractors committees. AFD Vice President of Operations Noah Murphy will assume the additional duties of the newly created position of Vice President of Operations at LMG Industries, an AFD subsidiary in Hammond, Indiana. Murphy holds a degree in business from Walsh University and has been with AFD since 2006.
U.S. construction rental business Big Crane and Rigging Company has placed an approximately $8 million U.S. dollar order with Alimak Group for construction hoists to be delivered throughout 2019. The order will support Big's expansion plans and growth in a strong economy, according to Big President Weston Settlemyer. Alimak divested its U.S. rental business to Big in 2016. Alimak CEO Tormod Gunskeksrud said he is, quote, happy to continue our great partnership and see continued demand for Alimak's vertical access solutions for the construction sector, end quote. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.